Welcome to the Golf Podcast, presented by Golficity, where we bring you the tips, instruction, and support you need to get the most out of your golf game. And now your hosts, Frank and Mike.
Welcome to episode 19 of the Golf Podcast. This time around, we've got a great treat for you. We've got another interview. We managed to have Rob from 3-Up Golf. He's the owner and founder of 3-Up Golf on the show. We're going to be talking to Rob about his company, about his product. You may have heard of them. You may not. We recently, actually, on the website, we posted a review. Mike and I were out there on the course testing the 3F12. I won't get too much detail on it now because you can check out the review online, but we loved it and we wanted to find out a little bit more about the company. So we invited Rob on the show. Mike, I'm really looking forward to talking to him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love the product that he's brought out, and you and I have tested it and with great results. And I'm looking forward. I really would like to know what makes you, you know, just start a golf ball company at a, you know,
That's my biggest question too. I got to ask him, because to me it just seems like you know you're sitting on your couch thinking of different companies, types of companies to start if you want to get involved in golf, and you're looking at these names like Titleist and Callaway. How do you compete? But I mean, when it comes to performance, there's no doubt that he's competing. What we said in the, you know, review we went over, the ball is amazing, but it just seems to me like I want to know a little bit more about his background. So we're definitely going to jump into that. And also want to tell everybody, make sure you stick around for the end, because what we're going to do is, you know, we could talk about golf balls all day, but really it's about trying them. So we're going to be giving away a bunch of sleeves of the 3-Up 3F12 golf ball. So you can try that. So stick around. We're going to tell you how you can get involved and get a chance to win those. Like I said, we're going to give away quite a few of them. So stick around for that. But in the meantime, let's bring Rob on the show. Let's jump right into the interview. Okay, so we're here with Rob from 3-Up Golf. Rob, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank. Good. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. So first, why don't you tell us a little bit about 3-Up, about the company, and about, you know, what exactly you do?
So 3-Up Golf, we're a golf ball manufacturer. We design and sell a three-piece cast urethane golf ball. We're an independent ball company, meaning we're a small company. We're independently owned. We're not a big company by any means. It's just myself and my wife right now. And so we've been doing this for about a year now, and we're focused solely on golf balls at the moment. And business has been good. It's our first year has been nothing short of an adventure, what I've been telling people, but it's been a lot of fun.
That's excellent. And one question that I have, and one thing that's really I find interesting is, and I've been wondering and wanting to ask you, is what made you decide to, you know, start a golf ball company? It just seems like, you know, everyday guys like you and I, we're just looking at like Titleist and Callaway and these big names, and we're used to seeing those, but it just wouldn't even cross my mind. So I want to kind of get into, you know, pick your brain a little bit. What was it that made you decide to do that?
Sure. So about 2 years ago now, actually it'll be 2 years ago, Masters weekend, I actually had a heart attack, which was totally out of the blue. I'm 35 years old. It was not something I saw coming. And it was one of those moments where you get a chance to reflect on life and you really get some perspective. And so after I recovered and got back on my feet and everything, I've always been a golfer. I'm huge into golf. So, you know, it's one of those things, what do I want to do for the rest of my life? I want to get into golf. I knew that. I wanted to give back to charity in a big way, as big as I possibly could. I felt like, pardon the pun, it's a terrible pun, but, you know, I got a mulligan on life. I really did. And so my wife and I took some time to figure out what could we do to get into the golf industry. And we chose a golf ball because it's something that I'm passionate about. It's something that we felt we could break into at an independent company level. You know, we're not looking to dethrone the big guys, but we're looking to kind of put a flag in the ground and make a name for ourselves.
And that's excellent. That's a very, very compelling story, amazing story. But here's the thing that really kind of tweak my interest is that all that would make sense if you said, you know, I just kind of wanted to try something I enjoyed and things like that and just put together a golf ball. But you know, you talk about just, you know, kind of making your way into the market. But here's the thing, and we're not shy about this. We've reviewed the golf ball extensively on Golficity. It's better than anything else out there. I'm not afraid to say it. I mean, we play this ball. I have people that I know who are trading in their Pro V1s for this, and it just seems amazing to me that you could kind of come out of left field just to, you know, just by seemingly by determination, just say, look, I want to start a golf ball company, and just out the gate come out with such a great product. Like, where was the inspiration for that? What, I mean, we talked a little bit about that, but what was it that, or how did you design it, or can you get a little bit into that?
Well, right. I mean, just having a good story isn't really enough to launch a company on, right? I mean, we're putting our name behind it and more importantly, our savings. So right. It had to be a good product. I wanted to put something out there that I could put in play for tournament golf. I play up here in New Hampshire. I play amateur events. So I needed a ball that performed really well. Not just really well, better than what I was currently playing, which of course was the Titleist Pro V1. I mean, every tournament player out there plays the Pro V1, mm-hmm. unless you're sponsored by Strixon or Callaway.
Right.
So, you know, we needed something that was better than the Pro V, and so that was the low bar. So when I reached out to partners and manufacturers and designers to figure out what we could do, that was the bottom line. And so we looked at other aspects that we can improve on, and we came up with a 3F12, which, as you've experienced, the spin qualities, the characteristics of the ball, the feel, the durability, they're just off the charts. They're so much better.
They absolutely are. And what I was so enamored with is it doesn't seem to be any trade-offs with this ball. You know, you're not getting some feel but losing, you know, some durability, or losing, you know, getting some spin but losing distance. It seems to just all be there, you know. So these are all things that you kind of, I'm guessing you just kind of created a wish list of what you wanted, like you're saying, out of a ball, and just went after it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I really focused on 100 yards and in for the initial design specs. I wanted some more spin, and it sounds a little awkward, but I wanted a ball that felt good off the putter face. There's a lot of folks out there that don't use inserts on their putters because they don't like the way the insert feels. So it's on the ball then to feel well. So that was the initial focus. And in the back of my head, I thought, you know, if we really focus on the spin and the feel characteristics, we're going to lose some distance. And knock on wood, we didn't. And that's what amazes people when they say, oh, what kind of ball is the 3F12? And I say, it's a feel ball. And they say, oh, well, that must be a little shorter off the tee. Well, no, it isn't. But I'm not a distance ball. I don't brand it as a distance ball. But you know, to your point, there's very little trade-offs. The one trade-off I will, because I'm not going to toot my own horn, the one trade-off that I do make is that the ball will discolor a little bit in some situations. And you know, what we've done, there's some special stuff to the cover. You have to go back like probably, gosh, I don't know, 20 years for this to be, anyone can remember this, but golf ball used to discolor a little bit when they're out in the sunlight. And that's due to the UV rays, how they hit the urethane, and they do some things to the urethane. So if you can manage to play a ball for about 27 holes on a really sunny day, it'll change color on you. But besides that, there's not many trade-offs.
So there's no trade-offs for us, because we tend to lose them before we hit the 27. No, but all kidding aside, I actually, it's towards the end of the season, so it's not like the middle of the hot summer, but I was playing the same, you know, 2-3 up balls for at least 3-4 rounds. And, you know, I didn't even focus on that. I didn't even think of the color, you know, but I was more enamored with the durability, how durable this ball is. And we talked about in our review, I mean, even on drives, hitting a cart path dead on and maybe the slightest scuff, but it just doesn't feel that way when you hit the ball. It feels much softer than that, which kind of amazed me. Now, one thing that you talk about a little bit on the website is that the ball conforms to, you know, USGA rules. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, because again, going back to, we're not used to small companies. We're used to the big guys like Titleist and these other guys who are going in there and they're working, you know, with the USGA to get their approved. But how does a company such as yours go in and do that process?
Well, it's funny you ask that, Frank, because I just recently submitted our renewal with the USGA for this year, because every single year you need to send in samples to the USGA for every ball that you want to have on the conforming list. What you do is you send them 24 balls along with a check, and you fill out a little form, and they go and they put the balls through a bunch of testing, and then they give you the thumbs up or the thumbs down. It's a little bit of a black box. I'm not terribly sure what they do besides roundness checking to make sure the balls are not out of round. Mm-hmm. And they make sure that the ball stays within the USGA guidelines for their specs, meaning it can only jump off the club face so far or so quickly. It can only go so far. It can only spin so much. The USGA has a well-defined sandbox of what a golf ball can and cannot do. How they go about that testing, I'm not sure. I'll let you know later this year, because I'm going to take a tour of the USGA testing facility down in New Jersey. I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, that's excellent. You're going to be down in our neck of the woods.
Oh yeah, I'll have to swing by. There will be some golf.
Oh, without a doubt, there will be. That's great. So that, I would imagine a lot of that goes into the initial design and things like that, of just knowing, you know, these are our constraints. These are the basics that we need to do, but we still want to get, as you said, the spin characteristics and the soft feel and everything else you can get out of the ball. So that's interesting. So now the 3F12, you said that was about, how long ago would that come out?
We released it officially, I think it was March of last year, so of 2013. We did pre-orders the previous year and the prototypes in 2012, hence the 12 at the end of 3F12.
Gotcha. So anything in the works as far as designs of other versions or anything like that you can talk about?
Yeah, we're actually looking at doing a mid-level ball this year, and we're going to do the prototypes for it this year, so it won't come out until next year. But I do want a mid-level ball, something that's a little lower on the price point. Different performance characteristics as well. That is going to be prototyped out this year. We're really excited about that.
Yeah, and speaking of the price point, I've seen, in just, you know, looking around and talking to people, some people initially, you know, I've seen give a little bit of grief about where this one's priced, but if you really take a hard look at it, you're still priced below the Pro V1s, which, as we talked about, as far as our opinion has been, that you're outperforming anyway. So do you find that price point has been a hurdle for you?
No, not really. It's a hurdle for people who are used to paying two-piece prices, or real bargain basement three-piece prices, meaning they're probably shopping eBay or Amazon, or not even Amazon. It's probably eBay, or, you know, really good deals at their local golf store. And that's fine. I can't really compete with that, but where I can mention where I'm okay with our price is because of the $3 for charity that's rolled into our price. When you take that out, when you back out the fact that we only charge $3 for shipping on our all of orders, and it doesn't matter if you order one dozen or 12, we're only going to charge you $3.12 for shipping. So, you know, some of that's baked into the cost as well. And it's a better ball, and the packaging, we haven't even talked about the packaging, and it's pretty sweet.
it really is. The embroidered bag that it comes in, I really like that. I mean, it's great. I put it in my golf bag and I can, you know, carry things around. So what made you decide to kind of go off the beaten path with the packaging?
So I've always carried a Crown Royal bag in the pocket of my bag for tees. Maybe I've had two at one point. One was for my cell phone, one was for my tees and ball markers and stuff. And it just hit me one day. I'm like, you know what? We should totally do a bag for the golf balls, because there's no reason to have boxes. It's such a waste.
I agree. That's funny that you mentioned the Crown Royal. Now I was like, I wondered what this reminded me of. that's it dead on. That's excellent. So, now, I know from my experience with it that you can purchase them online, and what I found was very interesting is that, you know, and talking to other people that I know that we've talked to that have purchased the 3F12 from you, you get a personal email that comes directly from you, so you're definitely not kidding around when you say it's a one man, one woman shop over there. But that, you know, that's always nice, and the customer service, you know, wrapped in, again, all things that are excellent as far as the pricing and stuff like that goes. But going forward, do you have plans to move these into pro shops, retail stores, or are you going to keep it strictly online? How does that work?
So last year we did do a few pro shops locally here in New Hampshire, and there was one down in Florida just to kind of test the waters and see how it was going to go. They're very friendly engagements, right? I mean, we knew a lot of the people that played at these courses, but we just wanted to see how it would sell out of a shop, and it did really well. So we're going to be expanding this year. We're going to look at other pro shops. We're going to look at pulling some reps in and doing some pro shop engagements here in the New England area, and just kind of getting out of our local town and seeing how they'll do in Massachusetts, Vermont, the rest of New Hampshire, and Maine. And from there, we'll see where it goes. You know, I always say if a pro shop calls me and says, I'd love to have your product in the shop, I'm not going to say no.
Certainly not.
But I'm going to stick with the direct-to-consumer model as long as possible. I really enjoy the interaction with customers, being able to have that feedback and just be able to provide the customer service. It's something you don't get when you go to a regular store and buy a box of balls.
Yeah, and I could imagine that that channel, as far as the pro shops, could work for you well as well, because I think something like this, just breaking through the habits, because we're just bombarded, you know, when you're watching the PGA Tour and things like that, you're bombarded with, again, the big names constantly. And it seems like it's almost having to break free of that and be willing to try something new. So perhaps, you know, having someone there who can kind of tell you, like your local pros, like, look, this ball's going to improve your game, you know, something to that effect has got to be good, because it's just something that the market is just so, you know, overwhelmingly those couple of big names. It just seems like the little guys, it's almost hard to get a little bit of a share of attention.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You had it spot on with the fact that mindshare has pretty much been solidified in the market. A gentleman contacted me on Twitter last night, and he a friend of his mentioned the ball, and he said, I can't believe I haven't heard about this before, or I haven't heard about this company before. And that's always the initial reaction of, you know, how come I've never heard about 3-Up Golf? And then after they try the product, it always turns into, I can't believe I haven't heard about you guys before, because they're just astounded about what they found. But, you know, if you take the time to look around, there are so many great golf companies out there, that are small independent golf companies on social media, Twitter, Facebook, you know, that just, they're under the radar. You never even have heard about them before until you get a word of mouth referral from your friend, and you go, oh my gosh, how did I not try this before? This is fantastic. And yes, it's not just golf balls. It's everywhere.
It's true. But then it's great that there are those channels, the websites and the social media, that we can hear about these excellent products such as yours that are out there and that we wouldn't otherwise see, because, you know, you're not ready to lay down $2-3 million for a 30-second spot, you know, during the Masters or something like that. So it's great that that's there. Mike, did you have any questions, anything you wanted to ask?
No, actually, I just wanted to thank you, Rob, for bringing this product to the market. I mean, as you could tell from the video that we have in our review of the balls on our site, we absolutely loved it. We had so much fun playing with it. So keep doing what you're doing. I love your story, and I love your product.
Thanks, Mike. Really appreciate it.
Sure.
So what we want to do, and Rob was generous enough to give us a couple of sleeves of the 3F12. So we're going to go ahead and give those away. So what we'll do is in the show notes for this episode, why don't we do this? I think this might work, Mike. We'll have people post a comment, you know, let us know what ball you're playing now. You know, we could kind of talk about that. And I imagine a lot of it's going to come back, what the names we're talking about, Titleist, Callaway. And then let us know why you think you want to try the 3F12, why you think 3-Up would work for your game. And Mike and I will sort through there, and we'll pick some of the better responses and send out some sleeves, because like Rob's saying, this is the type of thing, you just got to get it in your hand. That was our experience. You got to get it in your hand. You got to try it. And when you do, you know, it's a different feel. We can talk about it, we can try to describe it as much as possible, but it's one of those things I think you really got to get out there and try. Do you agree with me, Rob?
Absolutely. I knew really quickly into the beginning of the company that our tagline had to be, feel what your ball is missing. It's not something you can describe, but when you hit it and you feel it, you'll feel the difference.
That's well put, because it's one of those things too. If you're, especially the guys who are a little bit on the higher handicap, or, you know, they're just kind of getting into the game, you may think, oh, how much of a difference, you know, you see it all the time, dimple patterns and everything else, but how much of a difference can a ball really make? But it's when something like this hits the market and you go out and try it, that's when you can kind of realize how much it can make. You know, I'm the type of guy, I don't even, you know, I've always wanted to, you know, pick up a little bit more spin. Everybody wants to be able to, you know, stick the greens a little bit better. And, you know, I feel like I've had the same experience with all the different balls I play. But when Mike and I were out on the course testing this, I mean, we were like, look at this, you know, we're hitting the green, pulling them back a bit, you know, it's changed it. And I tell you what, you get do that one time and somebody's sold. Trust me.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I'm surprised that more, honestly, I'm surprised more companies are not focusing on the feel aspect of the ball. Like we were talking about before, the USGA has the dimensions and the parameters for the golf ball so sandboxed in. There's really not much else that manufacturers can do with a golf ball in terms of performance. If they do, they're going to be breaking the rules of golf. So why not focus on other aspects of the ball? And you know, that's what we've done. We focused on the feel, and I think folks are really turned on to that, and they're really enjoying the product.
And I agree with that, because feel is something that it's so important. I like the idea that you focused from 100 yards in, because when you really look at it, and we all say this, and I say there's a lot of things in golf where it just seems like we say them, but nobody ever really focuses and believes them. And one of those things is that that's where the majority of your strokes are. Yet everyone's focusing on, well, how much distance will this ball get me off the tee?
You know? No, it's so true. It's so true. How many people say, yes, I should spend more time on the putting green, and the first thing they do when they get to the range is go out and hit maybe two or three wedges and then bust the driver out.
Absolutely. And they do the same thing when they're shopping for a golf ball or for a lot of other type of a golf equipment. And the thing is, if you really look at it in something like this, 100 yards in, it's all about feel. And one thing that I liked what you said about the coming off the putter face, like look at how many strokes you can gain just in putting. So feel is very important there. So, again, you know, I appreciate everything. It's great to get a little bit of insight, because it's one of those things that it just came across our radar. We get a lot of products sent to us to test, and you know, some are good, some are bad. This one really stood out. And when it did, we just said, you know, I really want to find out more, you know, you want to kind of dive into it. And that's, I appreciate you coming on and answering our questions, because things like, you know, how you got started and things like that, it seems again, so far off. It's like, you know, am I going to start the next Titleist? It would never cross my mind, but you know, the way you approach it is just, you know, it's something, you know, there's something to be said for that. So I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Oh, thanks, Frank and Mike. I really appreciate you guys having me on and the opportunity to talk with the listeners. And, you know, folks can always find me online, social media. I'm on there as much as you guys are. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook. You can chat with me right on our website too. It's 3fgolf.com. And yeah, thanks again for having me on. I really appreciate it. And by the way, you mentioned earlier you're going to give away a couple of sleeves. We're going to up the ante here. I don't want people to grab sleeves, because sleeves are junk. So let's give away a couple of dozen, and you can send me their addresses and everything. We'll ship them out some bags.
That's excellent. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's great to hear. So, and that way they get the bags that we were talking about too.
Exactly. They're going to get the sleeves in the mail and go, "What? What is he talking about? This is junk."
I don't know about that. Let me tell you, like I said, I've been playing the same two, and now they don't leave my pocket. But that's great. I appreciate that. And again, appreciate having you on the show. Again, as Rob had said, you can see them on the web at 3upgolf.com. You can check them out on Twitter. And Rob is not joking about chatting with him. You log onto his website right in the bottom right corner that says chat with Rob, and you can talk directly to him. So go ahead and give that a try. You know, talk to Rob yourself, and he'll be able to answer any questions that we might have missed here. All right, so thanks again, Rob, and we'll talk to you soon. Hey, Mike, that was a real treat having Rob on the show, huh?
Yeah, that was great. Great.
Yeah, and I really appreciate him upping the ante on our giveaway. So make sure you check out the show notes. That's where you're going to be able to post your comments. Let us know, again, what ball you're playing, why you want to try the 3F12. You can get to that by going to golficity.com/episode19. In the show notes, we will also include all the links that Rob was mentioning. We'll have a link to his website in there. We'll have a link to their Twitter account, all the different ways that you can get involved and you can get in touch with Rob. And as I said, he's very accessible. Well before we did this podcast, we had questions for him, you know, just about the ball when we were just first getting involved. And you jump on his website, he's there most of the time for chat. And I know I've asked him quick questions about anything, but it's a real real pleasure, the experience dealing with him. When we placed orders on there, like I said, you get a personal email from Rob, and he's even goes so far as to email us. This is even before we were reviewing the product. So to kind of get an idea, and you know that he's not just doing this because, you know, we run the podcast. He emailed us and he says, you know, how did you like the ball? Let us know a little bit more about it. So again, it's a great experience. I encourage you to try it. So what we're going to do is we're going to post all those links in there. Mike, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, don't forget to leave those comments. I mean, that's a $40-something value. A dozen of balls coming to you from 3UP. That would be a nice little present to get in the mail.
Without a doubt. Yeah, so definitely leave those comments. Again, let us know what ball you're playing now. And just give us a, you know, something brief about why you want to try it out. We're going to pick the best couple of comments on there. We're gonna let you know, and we're gonna send you some golf balls. So again, that's it for this week. We want to thank Rob for being on the show, and we're gonna be back again next week with some more tips. So stay around for that. We'll see you then.